Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
The U.S. economic outlook is looking more and more sunny. For Marketplace in Los Angeles, I'm Nova Safo, in for David Brancaccio. Fast rising interest rates and high inflation were supposed to cause an economic hurricane. Now Goldman Sachs is the latest bank to predict less of a chance of even a thunderstorm over the next year. The investment bank lowered its probability of a recession in the U.S. to 15% from an earlier 20%. Julia Coronado joins me now. She's founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
So this latest forecast, no thunderstorms, but maybe still some clouds, right? What do you make of this latest analyst report that perhaps we're going to be okay?
So, yeah, I certainly have been in the soft landing camp, and there's a lot of data that continue to support that. Solid job gains, consumer spending is tracking just fine. On the other hand, you know, I don't think we can just sound the victory bell here. The labor market is cooling pretty rapidly. The unemployment rate edged up, and global growth is really struggling. So we have yet to feel the full impact of Fed tightening. And I think there still are reasons for caution, even though it's good news that the economy has been resilient.
Is China's economy kind of an unknown factor here? Another data point this morning that perhaps there's some stalling in the Chinese economy, services sector growth has slowed. Are we being too optimistic right now about our own economic future because we're a global economy?
It is a hard to evaluate factor. Global growth, China has been slowing, Europe has been slowing. How much does that ripple into the U.S.? Is an open question. The global economy is very interconnected, so we will likely feel at least some impact from shakier global growth.
All right, Julia Coronado, founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do
the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
We've been following how American cities have been economically recovering from the pandemic. This week, our editorial partners at the BBC are taking a global look. In London, Canary Wharf has long been the heart of big business. That's changing, though, as more people work from home and some big banks move out. The BBC's Leanna Byrne reports.
Transformed from a shipping dock to a financial district in the 80s, Londoners associate this area with big corporate offices, big banks, and the rush of the morning and evening commute. But when HSBC and others announced their intention to abandon its skyscraper in the Docklands, from the outside looking in, the area was soon set to become another casualty of a post-pandemic, working-from-home corporate culture. So let's hear what Ross Blake, owner of the cafe and bar 640 East, thinks about the changes.
Post-COVID, Canary Wharf took a little bit more time to come back than a lot of other places, I think. So it's just been slowly building since 2021. We're seeing much more footfall on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday than we are to a Monday and a Friday. So our kind of patterns have changed a little bit. It's all condensed into those 3 days. Traditionally, pre-COVID, it was obviously Friday was our busiest night.
So what happens as a business owner when you're taking in less than you previously had on a Monday and Friday? Is that difficult?
Yes, because Friday was obviously, you know, the big day, but then Thursday, Wednesday and Tuesday have picked up a bit of that slack. We're probably tracking on par with 2019 now, but it's taken, you know, 18 months to get back up to that level, just as more and more offices demand their workers come in.
So there's clearly been changes in Canary Wharf. From a business perspective, the traditionally busier days have shifted to midweek. The question is that necessarily a bad thing? John Halla owns John Halla Hair Salon in the Canary Wharf Shopping Centre. He was initially attracted to Canary Wharf because of the area's reputation as a financial district. But it's the Canary Wharf residents who are really his loyal customers.
There's been a shift. I mean, there's lots of residentials. There's five more residential towers going up. There's been an influx of lots of foreign investment from the Asian market. This has particularly been good in general because it just means that if Canary Wharf, which I believe is not going to be dependent on the financial, then obviously it kind of, it's a sort of replacement.
It's a nice day, so my whistle-stop tour of Canary Wharf brought me to Badiani, a gelato shop in the Wood Wharf complex. Maddalena Riccardi is its store manager. She says only 20% of her customers are office workers. She also says that's fine.
We are more really, our business is more connected with residential, so it's not really a big problem for us as a gelato business. But thinking about probably other companies, other like products, it might be a problem.
Outside on a walkway overlooking the Thames, I meet John Massey, co-founder and editorial director of Wharf Life. I asked him what he thought about headlines saying Canary Wharf is dead or it's lost its appeal.
I think it's very much overblown. Everybody knows that Canary Wharf is full of bankers. Everybody knows that everyone now just works from home and doesn't come into the office anymore. But actually, the reality on the ground is starkly different than that. 2008, you wouldn't have seen any children here. Very occasionally a buggy being pushed through the mouths. Now we have nurseries, there are schools locally, there are schools being built on the estate. It's that real change from being a place of work purely to being a place of business and one which has much softer edges than it used to.
So, I guess when it comes to Canary Wharf, it's not a story of crisis, it's just a story of change. I'm the BBC's Leanna Byrne for Marketplace.
And our producers are James Graham, Ollie Dalbert-Tanson, Ariana Rosas, Alex Schroeder, and Eric Soderstrom. Our senior producer is Meredith Gerritsen-Morby. And in Los Angeles, I'm Nova Safo with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.